later tonight. Heart's moving a little fast right now. Just a great win. Congratulations to Pittsburgh. Thought they played their hearts out like they always do. And congratulations to our team. Our team played their hearts out like they always do. Finding a way to win a very tough football game the way we did. And it's never pretty in this game. I think it's the usual, right? Three-point spread. Isn't that what these usually are? So we got a typical Pittsburgh-Baltimore game played out. That was a great defensive struggle, which is not unusual. Kudos to our defense. We gave Dean Pease and the defensive guys the game ball. They held the team scoreless from keeping out of the end zone for 59 minutes and 20-some seconds. Usually it's the first 59, 20-some. This was the last 59, 20-some. So proud of them for that. Special teams for getting the score. Of course, Jacoby came up big again. And that's what I tell. When's the last time I told you that? We got this thing going, me and Jacoby. But the guys blocked extremely well. I thought our coverage teams were outstanding. And then for Tuck to come through and that to kind of figure out the field there as a rookie. I think the field had him a little bit on the one miss, and then he came back and figured it out and made the adjustment like that and made the next kick. And then offensively, you know, we didn't put up a lot of numbers and all that. That's a really good defense. Obviously the top-ranked defense in the league. I thought the fact that we controlled the ball in terms of holding on to the football, not giving them a big play that would have turned the game, was really big for our offensive guys. So that was the kind of game it was. In that sense, it was a great team victory.
Coach, in the last third and two, you called a timeout. Were you thinking about run, pass? Is that why you had the timeout?
Well, we had that conversation. We also had a little with their defensive personnel. We saw something that we wanted to talk about. But we were talking run, pass, that kind of thing. And I think Joe did a good job. We decided to run a pass there that was a safe pass that we thought was either a certain completion or Joe was going to take the sack and let the clock run and try to use that 40 seconds up, and which he did.
John, do you think this is a game that kind of shows that this defense is a little bit better than what the rankings kind of
Yeah, you know, you're right, James. The rankings don't mean one thing to us, you know. So everybody talks about that all they want. So the prognosticators make their prognostications, and that's good. That's what should be done, you know. And you base it on stats and all that kind of other stuff. But the game gets played, and we need to become better. You know, we still need to be a better football team. We can play a lot better than we played tonight, and we're going to have to play a lot better than we played tonight in all three phases, and that'll be our task going forward to become a better football team. So we've always thought we could be a good defense.
John, why are these games very
elusive? I don't know. I think it's two teams that play very similar styles, very rugged teams. Always two good defenses, as Jameson's alluding to. So, as Jameson said, I guess we're still in that category now. But, you know, it's a great rivalry. It's the essence of this rivalry.
John, how difficult was it with the injuries that you had in the secondary to kind of patch that up?
Yeah.
How impressed are you with some of the performances there today?
I thought the DBs played really well. Thanks for bringing that up. You know, the corners played really well, led by Carey. Shockey did a nice job. You know, we had Chris had the injury early on. I have my injury list here, so I haven't looked at it yet. Chris Johnson had a hamstring tweak, and Dennis Pitta had some concussion effects. So, yeah, they did well, very well. And Terrell Austin deserves a lot of credit. He's done a great job with that group with the injuries.
Corey Graham, too, with the big pick.
Corey Graham.
On the end when he broke up the pass.
Corey Graham and the play in the corner of the end zone also. You alluded to three of those plays. Corey came up big. You know, he played really well. Thank you. Well, it is. It's like halftime. You know, it's like we won the first half, and you know, the second half is coming up soon enough. But, you know, now our focus goes obviously to San Diego. So we have a long trip out there. We have not played that well out there recently. So it's going to be a big challenge. But, of course, this game will be in the back. It'll be in our rearview mirror right now, but it'll be quickly in the front view mirror. Jacoby's been huge. I don't want to, you know, blow him up too much here. He's right there, standing there, but he's the best dancer on the team too. So, just ask him. But no, I'm just proud of Jacoby, proud of the special teams. You know, those are the hidden points that make differences in games, and he's had three touchdowns now, so that's huge. Here's Corey standing right back there too. All right.
It seems like this team just finds a way to win because this is the best start you've had as a coach here at 8-2. yet you probably would say you got more room to improve than maybe some of your other teams did.
We can get so much better, Stan. We can get so much better. And the thing I love about this team understands that. This team is ready to go to work. We're talking about right here in the locker room. We're talking about tomorrow and talking about how we're going to get better this week. Okay, thank you.